From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of November 28, 2005, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks for checking us out this week. And coming up this time, our season-ending series continues with Stork, a.k.a. Dan Ronick. And this week, the topic for your winter contemplation is the future of the game.
Will this make it more satisfying, healthy, and interesting to be a player of the game? If your answer to that is yes, then it's probably a good thing to do.
Stork joins us in a bit. Plus, USDGC champion David Fellberg will be here to talk about how you can deal with leader card pressures. I know not a lot of us have to deal with that problem, but you may find yourself in that situation soon. That's coming up in the clinic. Plus, the power of the Google search engine comes to the PDGA course directory, and man, is it way cool. That and more coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drives no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Time for the 60-second clinic, and as the season winds down, a lot of clubs and regional areas and states are having their championships, and, well, you might just find yourself on the leader card going, whoa, how did I get here, and how do I win this thing? Well, our guest in the clinic this week is David Fellberg. He's been a frequent contributor to the show this week and won the U.S. Disc Golf Championship for his first time back in October. He's here on the clinic, too. Talk about leader card pressures.
How do you deal with the pressure of being on the lead card the final round and playing hot? I try to dig deep because no matter who you are, I don't care if you're Ken Climo, Barry Schultz, you're going to feel pressure. The pressure's out there. Everybody's watching. It seems a little hotter because you're thinking about things. And the only way to play through that is to become part of the crowd almost. I talk to the people in the crowd. I don't let them bother me. I drink things. I they want to carry my bag, you carry my bag. You want to carry my umbrella, you carry my umbrella. You want to, you know, want me to use your mini, I'll use your mini, you know. I try to get involved with the crowd, so that takes me out of the game with these guys, and I'm not even paying attention to what they do. And now again, I'm walking in the park playing disc golf and trying to forget what happens. Because what happens is when you're in the heat of the battles, if you're just concentrating on your opponents, then you're not going to play well because you're supposed to concentrate on yourself when you're out there and what you can do. And so if you're with the crowd, they're pumping you up and they're telling you all this stuff and blah, 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 and they're high-fiving you, you're back to playing with yourself again and not with the competitors.
David Fellberg was the winner of the U.S. Disc Golf Championship last month.
Hi, this is Juliana Corver, and you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, we wrap up our three-part season-ending series with PDGA number 003, Dan Stork Roddick. In the past couple of weeks, Stork has talked with us about the history of the game, specifically preserving disc golf's history. Last week, it was the current state of disc golf. This week, Stork talks about the future. Now, a little setup for this conversation. Stork was formulating these thoughts on his way home from this autumn's PDGA Summit meetings in Columbia County, Georgia. He was heading home to California and was thinking about disc golf's future.
I think that I probably started thinking about this most clearly when I was flying back from the recent summit at the National Disc Golf Center in Augusta. And thinking in particular about the distinctive opportunity that I believe we have in disc sports. And some of this flows out of my general and growing disappointment with, we'll call them conventional sports. There just are lots of things about conventional sports that are distressing to me and where I think that we've really gone wrong in terms of what they've become to us and where they've gone. In particular, I think we've made some mistakes in terms of the impact of the sports participation on the players. When I watch a Monday night football game and I see a just so frequently a helmet-to-helmet contact where the result is one or both players lying on the turf with everybody grasping their hands and hoping that they'll see a twitch and that this isn't a fatal or paralyzing injury. I say something's wrong there. The game is not right, that these helmets have become weapons and people are encouraged to ram their heads together and potentially change their lives in negative ways. That just simply doesn't take the player into account enough. And incidentally, you don't see that happening in rugby and Aussie rules football because their heads are not that well protected, and only insane people run their heads into the heads of others. So it's just a tiny example, and of course college sports is the same in terms of how distorted that has become of what the laughability of what a student athlete is these days. But that's all kind of bad news and somebody else's bad news. The encouraging thing, I think, to me is that I believe we really truly have an opportunity to get things more right as disc golf develops, because we're in the pleasant situation of really being able to mold this sport as it develops into ways that I think are going to be more productive and more satisfying. That's not to say that it necessarily has to go that way. It doesn't necessarily. I mean, when ball golf started out, whatever it was, 500 years ago, they had the same kinds of opportunities. I mean, things were very informal, and they had only 13 rules, and they had a chance, obviously, to make the game what they wanted, and one way or another, they ended up with what they have now. But I think we can be a little smarter about it, and that is, I think that we can collectively focus on the fact that we want to make our game one that is healthy for the players, and healthy not only physically. I mean, we want people to be out and be active, but we also want that activity to be available to a wide range of people. That is, I believe we don't want the game to be an elite game that only appeals to a certain kind of athlete and only appeals to a certain socioeconomic level or is available only to them. I think that we have the opportunity to have the game be truly intergenerational, for families to play together. And really, when you look around, there aren't that many recreational and sports activities where families really can play together. And I think we have a unique opportunity there. I think we also have something special, and people talk about the Frisbee family, and that sounds all kind of fuzzy and hippie and touchy-feely, but I really think there is something special there. I know that there must be, you know, dart players must kind of hang out and know each other, but I don't think there's any other sport that has the kind of international network of like-minded people that disc sports and disc golf have. But that doesn't mean that it necessarily has to continue. I think that needs to be fostered, and that we need to keep these kinds of goals in mind when we make decisions down the line. And part of that has to do with our definition of success, of saying, well, what will it be? And we often think about this when we have PDGA meetings of, well, what's a success? What would be a success for us here? And it seems to me that success model has to have more complexity in it than other sports have had. And I think that's where they went astray. And I also believe that a truly successful result for disc golf will be one that is probably more disparate than other sports. And that is, I think that it is to our advantage to preserve as much diversity of expression in disc golf as we can. And by that I mean, I think we have a, I hesitate to say unique because that's like one of a kind, but maybe it is, a unique opportunity to span a range of things from the thrill of a USDGC or World Championship final, head-to-head between top athletes a stroke apart right down to the wire, spectators going crazy, to people on Pender Island throwing from a rocky tee and hearing the sound of that stovepipe down the fairway, indicating they have that hole in one. I think that if we really keep a focus on this broader range of what it is we want to achieve, which probably has more of a component of making sure that it is growth producing, healthy, and satisfying to be a player. And I don't think that focus has been an important part of the development of other sports. But I think if we keep that in mind and say, we want to make sure, we're trying to make a decision of what to do in the future of the sport, of the test being, will this make it more satisfying, healthy, and interesting to be a player of the game? If your answer to that is yes, then it's probably a good thing to do. That we build clubs, primarily local experiences, where people can go and embrace the game and its people and feel like they've found a place where they have a really positive experience that also happens to be, you know, athletic and sporting, but they're really looking for a human experience. I think if we can continue to focus on that, and now's the time because things change. I mean, we look we'll often look at the history of disc golf, of ball golf and say, well, geez, they've been around, you know, look at, they've been around for 400-500 years, you know, and the pro tour, you know, only started in 1916 and it was only in the 1900s that things were going and a big pro purse in 1950 was $1,500. Well, it's not like that anymore. The pace of change in disc golf is not going to be that slow. We know that the general pace of social change is so much faster now that we're not going to have that length of time for things to develop. So we have to be more attentive. The good news is things can happen more quickly. The bad news is they can happen more quickly and there'll be lost opportunities. So the general take on it that comes from the musing of that plane trip is, I'm hoping we don't miss this unusual opportunity to make a sport that we're really happy with the result when we're done.
That was such a nice way to end that. I really don't see any reason to go further, but there is a question that comes to mind that I want to ask.
Okay.
And that is there something happening now that has been the genesis of these thoughts for you?
Well, I guess the only thing that's happening now that would concern me, I guess, would be when I hear people talking about other sports and making the assumption that we will succeed if we're more like them. And I think that that's a mistake because I believe that in many ways, those other sports would be a lot more successful if they were more like us. And I realize that a lot of these things, you know, are inevitable developments, but I believe that it is a tremendously wonderful thing to go to a USDGC or a World Championship or a National Tour event and be able to really, truly talk to the stars who are there and accessible and real people who are able to chat you up and sign the disc and say, yeah, I used to have trouble with my putting and that's a cute dog. We used to have whippets, blah, 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 blah. And there's a risk that, and this is just a tiny example, but there's a risk that our stars could make the mistake of looking over to the stars of other sports and say, oh, there's my model. That's what I should be like. I don't think so. I think we can make a better model where people realize that the main difference between Kenny and you is that he throws better. We're still both people kind of struggling along. But that's not the case in most pro sports. We fall into this trap of making these people inaccessible. And I think that's a mistake. I mean, I think we have a wonderful thing going, but I think we need to be conscious of how wonderful it is to preserve it, because those other models are really tempting because there's so many of them out there.
PDGA number 003, Dan Stork-Roddick is our Director of Special Projects, and he spoke to us from his home office in Pasadena, California. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you, with a turkey sandwich in your hand. Just put it down. Go burn some calories on the disc golf course. This weekend, December 3 and 4th, there are some things going on, including Fort Myers, Florida. It's the Southwest Florida Open there. In Charleston, South Carolina, be sure to check out the Charleston Classic. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's the L.A. State Championships. And in Texas, the Flying High Disc Golf Conroe Lone Star Series. Lorton, Virginia, hosting the Pohick Bay Winter Fling-A-Thing. And the Winter Blaster at Plymouth Creek this weekend in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check the full list of events anytime. Just point your browser to pdga.com. And finally this week, a bunch of stuff to talk about. Let's get right to it. We'll begin with the 2006 Tournament Director Planning Packages. Now, in the past, these have gone out snail mail and have been like 4, 5, 12 pounds, just, you know, massive. Well, this year, they're all electronic. They went out about 10 days ago. If you didn't get yours and you think you should have, or you just want to see what's going on in that, you can get a copy too. Just drop an email to the office. That's office@pdga.com. It is the end of the year. That means it is renewal time. And let me just kind of plant an idea in your brain there. And that is, renewing someone's PDGA membership is a true act of devotion and love. I mean, you want to say to somebody, I love you. You just renew their PDGA membership and you are good to go for at least 12 months, and it's easy to do. Now, the renewal information is going out in the snail mail here in a week or so. But if you don't want to wait that long, you're shopping now for gifts, just go to the webpage, very front page, scroll down, click the massive button that says join the PDGA now, you're good to go. I want to congratulate Rhett Stroh of California. He is your new moderator on the PDGA Discussion Board, a very popular place for a lot of people to go to talk to disc golf. Rhett's been hanging out there for years and years, always making positive contributions, and we know he's going to do a good job in the moderator seat. And you better respect the guy or else he'll kick you out of there like right now, buddy. Right now. You're out of there. He's a good guy, and he'll treat you right. And what else do we have to talk about? Oh, my favorite thing all week to talk about. Now, we mentioned this on the radio show a few weeks back, but now it is live, and I want you to go check it out. Go to the website. Go to the course directory page, very first page. Don't scroll. Just look there at the top, and you're going to see a link that says Google Map Search. Click on that puppy and let your mouse go a-dancing. You are going to be amazed at what happens when the Google Maps service is integrated into the PDGA course directory. And loads and loads of thanks going out to volunteer Pat Brenner, who is the mastermind behind this terrific job. And I think it's going to serve you and all of your disc golfing buddies for a long, long time to come. And speaking of disc golf buddies, I just want to say a quick personal note, and that is that I recently moved to a community I'd never lived in before, and it doesn't matter where it is because, you know, it's a disc golf community and they're all very much the same in that the people are good folks. They're disc golfers. So I've been here a couple of months and really haven't had a lot of time to get into the disc golf scene yet. I've been working and all that sort of thing. But this past Saturday night, I was invited to and went to a disc golfer party. And let me tell you, it was so cool to be. It's like I've known these people forever and ever, and they were very warm and very welcoming, and I just want to extend my thanks to all the disc golfers in my new home area for making me feel welcome, and I know they'll do the same for any other disc golfer, but it's just great to be a part of the disc golf family, as Stuart was talking about earlier. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of November 28th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsor this week, Innova Champion Disc. And we've got one more show for the season. And, of course, we'll be back in 2006. But until next time, I hope you'll get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.